Christmas always goes too fast. It's up to us.
So now we're doing bumper songs of the worst Christmas songs of all time, or what? What's happening here, Mustachio Boy? What's going on?
Christmas Time Again is what the title of the song is. It's by Extreme.
Oh! See what he did there, Paul Juergens, KFGO news director?
I get it now. Did he have a mustache?
He had a stash yesterday, yeah. It's gone now.
I hadn't noticed.
I noticed, but now he looks like he's 12.
I didn't know he had one. How long ago did he have? When did he start growing that?
Well, a couple months ago. But he had like the scruffy beard thing going.
I saw that.
And then
he
shaved off the beard part of it and just left the stash.
Ah, and now that's all gone.
He looked like, I don't know what he looked like. He looked like Ron Burgundy mixed with Ron Jeremy mixed with, he had a little curl in his hair, so he looked like the alfalfa from the.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. From,
Mm-hmm.
Those
little
guys.
Rascals.
Little rascals, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, I miss that mustache.
Let's do the segue. The reason that Pinto played the, look at that. Look at that.
He has posted his formerly mustache face and his little curlicue hair next to a photo of Tom Selleck. I see absolutely no resemblance.
No resemblance. Pinto looks like he just woke up from a 4-day bender. Who took that picture? You look like you just, it's like you just spent 3 nights in the gutter.
In the Cass County Jail.
Take a picture of me.
I think that's from down the street over there.
Down the road over there?
The pokey. It looks like it's from the Hooskow.
The Hooskow. Nice picture, Pinto. Plus today he's wearing some yellow soccer jersey from Brazil or something. He looks like a 12-year-old soccer player today. Okay, here's the deal. Here's why he played a song by the band or group or person named Extreme. It's because the 4-pack jerky now has a sponsor.
What?
Yes. It's been sold. We've been sold. We're sold.
Really?
Yes. Extreme Pizza Kitchen over there at 1404 33rd Street Southwest, Suite D.
I know where it is.
Over by...
it's over by Cashwise.
Cashwise, yeah.
Spirit Shop, that neighborhood.
Extreme Pizza Kitchen is the brand new sponsor.
Gutsy. Gutsy
for the
move.
4 o'clock. Four
we appreciate
pack.
It.
We do appreciate it.
How many
it.
Years have we been on our, what do they call them, account executives now? They used to call them salespeople.
Yes, now they're account executives, sales associate.
For them to sell this little segment.
I've been here almost 5 years
they
now.
They finally have done it.
They've done it. And actually, there's now a, we're going to be giving away some certificates for some 4-pack, 4-item pizzas.
But they've named a pizza after you now? Is
yeah,
that...
the 4-pack, 4-item.
Oh.
Yep.
Boy, that Danny upstairs, I'll tell you what.
He's a go-getter.
He gets right on it.
He's a mover
four
and shaker.
4 years later.
Five. To the 4-pack. Thank you very much to Extreme Pizza Kitchen. And if you are my Facebook friend, I would say go to Facebook right now because you will find out how to win a free pizza via the 4-pack and Extreme Pizza Kitchen. Top 4 talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show.
What day it is?
We said it wasn't going to work.
Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Mike.
He just can't quit, Kenny. Daniel.
Al, the engineer guy, the genius, the man behind the curtain here at KFGO that keeps things running.
Yeah.
Keeps the mice and the gerbils fed to do the treadmill thing to keep us powered up.
Mm-hmm.
He left the studio and said, that's not going to work for today, so don't do your thing. Pinto, the mustachioed wonder, whines about it, complains about it. Al comes back in specifically to put the hump day jingle up for us. Think about that. We have 4 people in the studio right now for the 4-pack. That's more employees than every other radio station AM in town has just about, don't you think?
That's about right, yep.
Number 4, sad story out of Grand Forks, Jergy. Boy, a woman got part of her clothing stuck in a snowblower. Was it her leg?
Yeah,
and it got pulled into the snowblower. Bad deal.
Grand Forks police reported it happened this morning, I believe around 10 o'clock. Her husband was out snow blowing, a walk behind snowblower, and she walked in front of the snowblower, and somehow her pants became entangled in the auger, and her leg was injured.
Yes.
It sounds like a serious...
Not good. Serious injuries, it sounds
leg
like.
Leg injury, and that's about all the detail we have, but just one of those You just never know type things.
No, and they always say, and that's, I'm not pointing the finger, but they always say, you know, keep your clothing away from the auger and don't have loose fitting clothing on and all those things. And this would be an example of why that would be.
Well, most of the newer snowblowers, you know, they have some safety equipment that would, if you walk away from the machine, it'll stop. But in this case, he was still operating it. She walked in front, and so that would have made a difference. So we just hope it turns out okay.
Number three, this is a story that you broke today, Jurgi, at 3.07 p.m.
3.30. We don't have news at 3.07. How many years you been here?
Five.
Okay.
3.30, you broke the story. Oaks, North Dakota, the principal and athletic director, or activities director, they call him nowadays, down there resigned abruptly recently. Everybody's kind of going, why would he resign so abruptly? You found out why.
Last Wednesday, we picked up a story that he had, Don Warren is his name, and he had resigned. An investigation, there wasn't much said about it. There was about a two-minute school board meeting where they accepted his resignation and wished him well. And I made an open records request to the superintendent yesterday in Oaks. And, well, first of all, I wondered where the investigation was. He said he's resigned, it's over, and no further information would be forthcoming.
Well, it doesn't work that way.
Then we made an open records request and received the documentation today, which reads, I don't have the entire investigative report, you've got a summary of it there, where he admitted, Don Warren, the high school principal, that he entered a student's home on two occasions. First time he was looking because the student had not, one was in school detention.
Unexcused absence was one of them, yep.
Wasn't in school, went to the home.
And then the student didn't appear later for an after-school detention.
And then there was another case where, according to the superintendent and the former high school principal, and I'm sure there was some corroboration from students and a teacher, that he entered a classroom. He was called because of three students. They were accused of misbehaving. He grabbed one student by the arm, according to the report, as the student stood up and said something to the effect of, and again, I don't have the actual report in front of me, but...
He was going to drop him like a bad habit.
And...
Sorry.
Rip his head off.
Yep.
And spit in the hole.
Yes.
And he, according to the report, does not dispute this. And he's resigned. He joined the district as the principal, at least, in 1990, so a long career, and then was named activities director in 2001.
Rip your head off and spit down the hole. Are you sure it was spit?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it said.
That's not what my dad used to say. No, my dad never said that to me. But he used a different phrase when it came to ripping off somebody's head. Not that my dad would ever do that. He was just saying it.
In an attempt to balance things, although he did admit it in the report, we have made an effort to contact Don Warren at Oaks. Have not received a response.
Number two on our list, Jurgi. Sometimes some of these websites and stuff put out lists. Lists. Let me say that again. Lists, not lisps. Lists.
Best city, best weather.
Sure.
Yep, best pizza in town.
Yep, absolutely.
That type of thing.
Well, we know what the best pizza is. It's Extreme Pizza Kitchen. The newsfeed section of Time Magazine, long respected magazine, huge circulation back in the day when people still read printed products. They came out with a list that is titled, Which State is the Biggest?
Geographically? Population?
No, none of those. Nope.
most bank account per capita?
All I can say is, biggest. It's a male-only list. It would be a list that would only affect males.
Okay.
The biggest.
Okay. The largest...
Look, I'm winking. Wink, wink, wink.
I
the
see.
Biggest for males.
Okay.
North Dakota finishes number one on this list.
Nose?
Females have noses.
Okay.
Something that women don't have that men do, Jurgi. North Dakota is number one on the list of the biggest. South Dakota, our neighbors to the south, are number three on the list. They're the third biggest.
I'm still not really following, but how would they measure this? Was there some scientific?
Well, it's based on sales of a product that comes in different sizes.
What? And snow boots?
No, women have feet.
Okay.
No, product sold only to males or for the use by males that comes in different sizes. And the state of North Dakota sells the most.
That size.
Large. Some would say magnum
sizes.
Can you
get them at CVS or can you get them, say, in a little, in a men's room with like 75 cents, that?
Yes. Actually, you could.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be the product on which this poll was measured.
And number one was, again?
North Dakota.
Number two was?
Rhode Island.
Three?
South Dakota.
What state do you live in, Mike?
I live in Minnesota.
Where's Minnesota on the list? Is it?
We're 39th. We're pretty small on this list. I mean, we're pretty far down this list. We're pretty far down this list is what I meant to say. North Dakota's number one. Big, big win for North Dakota. Huge.
How did Time come up with this idea to make this measurement?
They must have been looking for clicks on their website. I'm guessing that's what it would be. Congratulations, every male in North Dakota. You're number one, guys.
Daniel lives in North Dakota.
He does.
Native.
Born and raised. Yes. Born and bred, some might say. As a matter of fact.
Boy, we made it through that without any potential
that
FCC.
Extreme Pizza Kitchen's really happy for sponsoring
Fine.
Us right now. Number one on our list, Jurgi, snow. We have snow, we have wind, we have storms, we have everything. It's bad, bad, bad out there.
We've got about 6 inches. No, snow.
In North Dakota?
No, here.
Minnesota only have two
or
three
right now. No, we're done with the time survey. We're done with that. You brought up snow.
Oh.
Shauna had her stick out and...
What?
We have a snow stick.
What?
Terry and Shauna have a stick.
Yes.
That they measure snow with. It's the old-fashioned way.
Oh, okay.
And then Terry will melt snow and he'll measure moisture content. But the stick is showing about 6 inches since... Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, overnight, today, the snow has, I think, ended for the most part. We'll get some wind tonight. So, you know, in that 6-inch range, we were, most forecasts, I think, were in that pretty close.
Okay.
So.
Good. What's going to happen overnight?
Well, Mike, the snow
with the
will
weather forecast.
Continue to diminish, and but the winds may increase, and so we could get some blowing and drifting out outside of town. And crash-wise, things have quieted down. We monitor those emergency channels, and things have quieted down. But I was out a little bit today, and I thought people were driving sensibly.
Sensibly,
in town. You know, extra
very
following
confident
distance.
Male drivers in North Dakota. Very confident male drivers. So they're very sensible and they're very confident behind the wheel, and other places as well.
I guess so, according to Time.
Thank you, Jurgi. Appreciate that. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.
Where's Wisconsin rank on that list?
You had to bring that up, didn't
had
you?
Had to.
Let me find it.
Can you?
Wisconsin. 46, 47, 48, 40, 50. 50. Wisconsin's 50th on that list of sizes. This is the Mike McFeely Show. High class Mike McFeely Show right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.